You can find ancient carvings of Native Americans in many parts of the country. So when early settlers happened upon these writings in Oklahoma, they figured they were from tribes that once lived here. However, the natives told a far different story. Not only did they not know what the writings meant, they had no idea who made them. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can. Jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Yeah, well come on.
Today's
come
a good on. Day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause
drop it down.
We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Fred Thompson is an expert on some ancient writings in the state of Oklahoma.
There are four known stones in this area. All three of these stones here are lining north to south with each other. So if you look at Cavanaugh down this way, they would actually line up with each other running north to south.
He's speaking of runestones, slabs of stone with runic or Viking-era writing on them. They are dated centuries before the arrival of other Europeans to this area.
Because of the stone that was found up on Cavanaugh, the translation on it was Glowy Awi, which means Glowy's magic. The word magic was only used between 600 and 800 AD as a word.
Evidence suggests that Vikings had sailed shallow draft boats into the interior of today's United States, specifically eastern Oklahoma. This would have been as much as 700 years before Columbus's voyage to the New World.
We think they were probably trading with the Caddo Indians, which were a real prolific tribe in this area at the time. People think of Vikings as marauders, but they also traded when they were outnumbered, especially as they would have been with the Indians here.
Some believe the stones are boundary markers, or they may point the way for Indian tribes to find the Vikings in order to trade. The Hevner Runestone, as it's known, is the largest stone, and it's nestled in the crevice of the Ozark Hills.
This property here is a good overwintering spot. It's covered three sides by the mountain. It's got a natural spring. It also has a good way to get into the valley from this area, but yet it's still covered.
But some doubt the story of Vikings in present-day Oklahoma. However, Fred says there's mountains of evidence that point to this as fact. It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Hevner, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.